This is Rich from the Imagination Movers. You can watch our show weekday mornings on Disney Junior and check out our music on iTunes. We are currently on tour traveling to a city near you. The concert is awesome. You're going to love it. Check out our website, imaginationmovers.com, for details, and you can find out when we're going to be in your area. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Right now, you're listening to Nightlight Stories.
Hello, and welcome to episode 33 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on April 3rd, 2011. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imaginations of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mel. We want to send out a special thanks to Mover Rich of the Imagination Movers for recording a bumper for us. Speaking of moving your imagination, our kids have really been showing interest in the sci-fi theme lately. They pretend they are either astronauts in outer space or aliens from another world looking for a way to phone home. Their storylines are out of this world. As you listen to the story, consider the following. What types of stories do you create using your imagination? Alien Pursuit by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. The aliens were on our tail. Dad pushed the gas pedal down and our car zoomed forward with a lurch. Our new bags of groceries tumbled over, spilling cans of soup and vegetables everywhere. Mom gripped the handle in the ceiling and yelled for him to slow down. I knew Dad wouldn't. Not with three alien ships closing in fast. I looked to the left and saw one ship trying to pull up beside us. My little sister yelled, "Oh no! There's one right behind us!" Dad swerved into the right lane and yelled, "Ready the bubblegum guns!" I pressed two buttons on the arm of my car seat. A joystick unfolded from the back of Dad's seat. I gripped it with two hands and yelled, "Bubblegum guns ready!" "Steady," Dad said. "Wait until they're within range." I wanted to pull the trigger. I wanted to fire, but I waited. It wouldn't do us any good if I fired and I missed. I needed to wait until the alien ship was close enough. "Now!" Dad yelled. My thumb collapsed down on the red firing button. Two things happened simultaneously. Four tubes came down from the ceiling of the car, each resting in front of our mouths, and a tiny bubble about the size of a marble shot out of my car door. "Blow, blow, blow!" Dad yelled again. We all put our lips on the tubes and started blowing. I shifted my eyes to watch the marble grow in size with every puff of air. Golf ball size. Puff. Baseball size. Puff. Basketball size. Puff. Beach ball size. Puff. The bubble hit the alien ship with a pop. Thick pink gum covered the windshield and got sucked into the engine. The ship skidded to a stop in a mud puddle on the side of the road. "One down," cheered Mom, slapping Dad a high five. "Two more to go." "They're firing at us," my sister shouted. Streaks of purple light flashed past the windows. Dad yanked the wheel, and I felt myself shift in my seat as the car lunged back into the left lane. I heard apples and oranges roll around in the back of the car like pinballs. I grabbed the joystick to stabilize myself. Then, suddenly, there was a loud clang as something landed on the back of the car. Dad yelled, "They got us with their pincher!" I twisted in my seat to see a gigantic metal claw grasping the trunk. A metal cable snaked out from the pincher, trailing back to the front of an alien ship. Eyes framed in the rearview mirror, Dad shouted, "Quickly, the pincher popper! Activate the pincher popper!" My sister was on it. She pressed the buttons on her car seat, and her own apparatus unfolded from Mommy's seat. A giant glove was sitting in front of her, attached to wires running into the seat. My sister thrust her hand into the glove, and the inside inflated to form a perfect fit. Then she began squeezing her hand, open, shut, open, shut. I heard a popping sound and watched the license plate go flying off the back of our car. A giant hand, 10 times the size of the glove my sister was wearing, came out from where the license plate had been. My sister used the glove to control the hand. Flick it! Flick it now! Dad yelled. My sister put her middle finger down behind her thumb and then, in one motion, flicked it forward as if she was flicking a booger. From the back of the car, I heard metal striking metal. Sparks flew as the pincher bounced off the trunk and skittered along the pavement behind us. It tumbled on the ground for a moment and then bounced right up to hit the front of the alien vessel. The ship careened out of control and smashed into a telephone pole on the side of the road. I cheered and yelled, "Two down, one to go!" just as we went under an overpass. Before we came out the other side, two aliens rappelled down to land on our hood. They clambered up the roof and tried to pull off our top. Dad said, "Oh, no, you don't!" and winked at Mom. Mom pushed a button on the radio and started flipping through the stations. Text scrolled by as Mom twisted the dial. Light jazz, soft rock, alternative country, oldies, and then hip-hop. "Fasten your seatbelts," Dad yelled, knowing full well we were strapped in our car seats. "This is going to be a bumpy ride." My sister and I clutched our straps as the car started to bounce like a rubber ball. First we went up, popping in the air, and then we fell, landing with a thump. Up, down, up, down. My stomach was in my throat. On the fourth bounce, I saw both of our visitors go flying off the roof. One landed in a tree, and the other landed in a field surrounded by mooing cows. Mom switched off the music, and the car stopped bouncing. Then she dusted her hands together. "That takes care of that," she said confidently. "We're not out of this yet," Dad said, looking into the side mirror. "We've still got one last pesky pest." Dad was right. A lone ship trailed behind us, keeping its distance. "What's it doing?" I asked. "Why isn't it attacking?" Dad squinted and gripped the wheel tighter. "It's following us home," he said. "Once they know where we live, they'll probably try to invade the house."
"No way!" my sister yelled.
"Yes way," Dad replied.
"You have to lose them," I shouted, wondering what sort of defenses were built into our house.
"I'll try," he said with a look of determination on his face. Dad pressed his foot to the floor and we zoomed forward. The ship matched our speed, keeping the distance the same.
"I don't think you can outrun them," I yelled, pointing out the back window. "They're too fast."
Dad nodded and slammed on the brakes. The tires locked. Thick gray smoke billowed out from where the rubber met the road. The car screeched to a halt, and the ship, not expecting the dead stop, flew right past us. Hand over hand, Dad turned the wheel and gunned the engine. The car groaned in protest, but complied nonetheless. Like a shot, we were off down a side dirt road that wound through thick trees. "Secret shortcut," Dad laughed. I lost track of the number of turns we made. Right, left, right, left, left, right. I didn't know the way we were going, but I did know there weren't any alien ships behind us. Dad made a few more turns, and I started to recognize my surroundings. It wasn't our usual way home, but this was our neighborhood. Within two shakes, we were pulling into our driveway, safe at home. Dad sighed as we pulled into the garage. "We made it, and none the worse for wear." We undid our safety belts and climbed out of the car. As we walked toward the door, I heard a faint beeping noise pulsing from the back. When I turned, I saw a little red light blinking, like a flashing stoplight. Red, black, red, black, red, black. There, stuck on the back of the car next to the gas cap, was a small silver object with a strobing red light.
"Dad, what is that?"
I asked, pointing to the device.
"Oh, no," was his reply. "That's a homing device. They were tracking us."
A gust of hot wind blew into the garage, and an alien ship appeared from above. Landing gear came down as the ship set down in the driveway. I thought about running for the door, but when I turned, Dad put his hand on my shoulder.
"Let's see what they want," is all he said, eyes fixed on the alien vessel.
A panel in the front of the ship opened, and a mechanical arm came out, glinting silver in the sunlight. At the end of the arm was a claw with three metal pincers. The pincers held a canvas bag with green straps. The bag looked exactly like one of our grocery bags. Then the ship began to vibrate with static, and I heard the alien say,
"We think you left this at the store."
We hope you enjoyed the story. We would like to send out bright birthday wishes to Sophia A. of New Jersey, Baby Sophie of New York, Garrett D. of Maryland, and Grandpa B. of New York. We hope your days sparkled. If you like what you hear, please feel free to share the website, www.nightlightstories.net, with others. We would also really appreciate it if you would take a moment to leave a review on iTunes. This makes it easier for others to find us. As always, we look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories we can share together.